Ready? 3, 2, 1.
What? No, hold on. Let's retry that. What? I know what I'm trying to do. Welcome back to Media Mix. We're going to do Star Wars today, and it's going to be really good, and you guys are welcome back to Media Mix.
Are you trying to mop the floor today or something?
That wasn't a spit take. That was like a...
You said you were going to spit it everywhere, like spray it everywhere. Not just barf on the floor with it.
Listen, man, I've done like 2 spit takes in my life.
Yeah, it shows.
You know, a spit take has more like a...
Do you want me to try that?
I think the point has been crossed. The first attempt was even worse.
Well, all right, well, yeah, if you guys didn't already know, we're Media Mix, and we have Nick.
Can we try another intro?
I don't know. I think we're good at this one.
Can we play, like, 1 second of the first intro?
Oh, yeah.
The part where he makes the suck sound.
Be careful you don't get water on the wires.
Anyways, today we're doing Star Wars Episode 5.
Do we want to retake that, or are we just rolling with it?
No, we're rolling with that.
Yeah, we're rolling with it.
It's too much. I mean, the floor's already soaked, and half the table is gone.
If you want, Schneider, you can do another one later.
I already cleaned it up.
Fine. You want to do it again?
Look at me. He's all sad.
We're doing it live!
And it's on him the whole time. Oh, my gosh.
We're doing it live!
Anyways, everybody.
No, that was on nobody.
Oh, great. Anyways, everybody, we are doing The Empire Strikes Back today. Arguably one of the best Star Wars movies that has come out. Without any further interruptions.
I'm depressed.
I'm Jack. He's depressed. And he's throwing up. Welcome back to Media Mix.
Somebody get me a bucket!
You can't forget the host.
Oh, wait, we have some dude behind the camera. You can't really see him right now because he's some dude, but I guess for the audio listeners, it's Nick.
Yeah, for the audio listeners, nothing. He's just one of us.
Yeah.
And for the audio listeners...
I'm just one of you guys.
Nick, please don't.
The dark, never-ending void.
Can you calm down,
after
sir?
Death.
All right, get off. All right, boys.
You're good to start. I wasn't gonna do anything. I was just like,
It looks like you're about to deep throat the microphone.
It looks like you were about to do something very damaging.
We're gonna get our video not monetized.
I was ready for somebody's ears to go to the hospital.
All right,
there you have it, audience. So, Nick Schneider plotting acts of violence against you.
Also,
on 4K.
Wait, I haven't.
It's more like 1080.
I haven't talked. Yeah, it's about 1080. We don't have 4K.
Don't tell them that.
I was gonna say thank you to the like 60 people who subscribed within the past week.
It's actually more like 100.
100.
It's been insane.
Thank you to the 100 people who have subscribed within the past week. That helps us a lot. If you guys can do that, I don't know, like 10 more times, that would be really great.
Like 100,000.
Maybe 100 more times, so we could get to at least. Was that 10,000? I did that math right.
We need to. Wait, what?
We need a lot of more people to be watching us, because then we will be able to do cool stuff, and then Jack can get his lightsaber video, and I can get my Porsche.
I just want the lightsaber video. That's
and I can get a job.
And then Zach can make this a full-time job. And behind me, we might be able to put a sofa. Rather than that chair, we tie up Jack and beat him senseless.
And we might actually be able to pay other people so they want to be on.
Like Markiplier. Because I saw him at the airport the other day, and he said his children are doing fine.
Like maybe Vicky, but I mean, sure.
Markiplier has children?
Yeah, Markiplier has 2 kids.
Yeah, no, he does not.
Me and Nick are Markiplier's children.
Subscribe. I wanted to gaslight Nick for as long as I could that Mark Fishbach has children.
I was believing you, but then you. Then
we
you
are
let
like
out of
5
that.
Minutes into this and haven't said Star Wars more than twice.
No, I said Star Wars at the beginning after
more
I
more than
threw
twice.
Up.
I no. said.
Which Star Wars are we doing today, Zach?
We said it. Empire Strikes Back. All right.
We're doing Strikes Back.
Anyways, I'm Nick, good movie. Your host.
Shut up. Before we start talking about
his
this
intro took that long.
What is your guys' favorite Star Wars movie? Real quick. I just want to know.
Out of like just the movies.
Out of the original six.
The original
Did you just
six?
Say
before it went to
I mean, why can't you just include all the way up to nine? Nobody's going to have any favorites there.
I know, that's why I'm saying, like, why even include them?
You are insinuating.
Sorry if one of your favorites is
the prequels are part of the original six. Six? You mean the original three?
The thing is about the prequels, and I know we're talking about...
I got six, because when I watched them, I wasn't, I don't know... I don't want to make it. Like,
well, you like the Eternals, so
I know
your
we're.
I mean,
I know we're talking.
I'm sure
my bad.
The new Star Wars movies are favorites to some people because maybe they grew up only watching those first.
Yeah. See, I mean, but I'm a different audience. That. When I grew up, all six of the Star Wars movies were out at the same time, so I didn't have to wait for anything. At least when I started watching them, I'm not. Yeah. You know.
To be fair, we watched Star Wars before it was crap. Mm-hmm. And now
we get to say that
they made three crap movies, which you guys can yell about me in the comments and be wrong about it, and I don't care because they're bad movies. As much as you want to argue that they're bad movies,
yeah, go comment in the comments about how you like Eternals.
Now, see, I say the original six because they're only good movies, but I'm also like one of the only ones out of this group who thought that some of the that they weren't like terrible. I thought they were like, you know, mediocre. Sure, the plot and the story were kind of, like, bad. But, you know, I like the action. I like the lightsaber fights.
The cinematography
and I like all that.
Is really good.
I mean, obviously, cinematography is going to be great because it's, you know, Disney. And it's also, you know.
Well, you know what I have to say to that? Fuck those movies. Because we're not doing them today.
You're right,
we're
doing Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
We will eventually do them.
What's your favorite, though? I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite?
Yeah.
It's actually really hard.
You know, you ask these difficult questions.
Yeah, but how is difficult?
I have two favorites, I feel like. And to pick one to be the better one, I feel like it's hard because they're in two different lines.
Okay, fine. We'll stick to the just these three, the original.
Okay, then this one.
This one?
I think this
five.
One. Yeah.
Now, I can see why some people would say six just because it's a good, like, ending or a good, like, I don't know.
It comes all together.
Yeah.
Did you get that on audio?
Was that your stomach?
No, it was a burp.
Oh,
excuse me.
I thought that was your stomach. I was like, that's impressive. Anyways.
As far as a movie, I mean, like I've watched a lot of movies at.
Oh yeah,
I have, and that's why I'm allowed to be on this podcast is because I've seen a lot of movies. I haven't seen something such as, I don't know, like The Notebook.
You're off the podcast.
You're just digging yourself a hole. Why are you here?
All I'm saying is that I've seen a lot of movies, and there are some movies that like instantly turned me off as far as like interest. Like what was the Black Widow? I fell asleep during Black Widow because it was
for all the times I jump scare you for no reason.
And it was a boring movie. But the thing is, I watched this. This is like a. It's now a 42-year-old movie.
Came out in 1980.
Yeah. It's a 42-year-old movie, and I still somehow was invested in it and was like, ooh, and still like...
Yeah, I feel like it's the same with... it's kind of the same feeling I have with, like, music. Some people are like, oh, that's an old movie. Why are you watching that? It's like, oh, that's old music. Why are you listening to that? Like, there's no like, due date on music or movies. It's just good if it's good.
But the thing is...
If it's bad, it's bad.
There's so many good... songs that were written let's say like 40 years ago, there's good songs that were written and they still hold up, but then there's movies and songs that come out with all these new technology and all these new methods that they've had to learn, and then it's kind of like they don't pay attention to them, and it's like, okay, you have all of this, or even like knowledge of practical effects, and it's like you've had, I don't know, 70 years of knowledge of practical effects, and then you're only using CGI.
Yeah.
So
it's dumb. You know. It's really dumb.
So where's the part where your favorite movie is?
I don't know. I guess
I'm just curious.
Oh, I guess it's the third one. I don't know.
Okay.
They have
so
enough.
Six?
They have enough interesting scenes. I mean, one is very kind of neutral.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything that kind of wows you. The second one is cool, but
right.
Like they obviously.
You're talking about 4, 5, and 6.
Right? 4, 5, and 6. Okay. Yes.
Just to like make it clear.
But either way, some people might both third movies.
I mean,
of
you could honestly say the same thing for 1, 2, and 3 as well. I mean, first one's introductory, and then like
it's okay.
Third one's.
Yeah.
Second one.
Honestly, rewatching the second one, it's not as bad as I remember it being. But
I don't know. I feel like people. It's the same thing of how like Spider-Man was. How people watch these new movies and then they went back and watched the other Spider-Man and then they were like,
well, Andrew is not.
I mean,
yeah, Andrew Garfield is not that bad of an actor.
Yeah, like 2 does have its problems because
Andrew Garfield is an amazing actor.
It's a lot about, you know, I don't want to really get into it because we'll talk about it when we have to do the movie.
Yeah.
But you know, it has its problems. But yeah. I the other movie that I was gonna say that I like is 3 as well, just because it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Good movie.
Because I was thinking earlier, like, because I brought up practical effects, but like this movie has a lot of them, and like they don't seem
has a lot of what practical effects.
Yeah, and they don't seem cheesy.
What do you mean by practical effects?
So like
computer made.
So that
like the prop sets.
And the, okay. I mean, they keep them in. Like, sure, Disney went back for some of them and like added things in or like
sure.
changed
ruins
things or made
it.
Well, I don't think it ruins it, but it kind of takes. It takes away some of the charm. Like, when they're walking on the Tauntauns, like, you can tell that they're claymation, and you can tell that they're stop motion, and it feels a little clunky, but it doesn't... It doesn't feel as clunky as CGI does. Because if, like... I feel like they're on two different spectrums of it, of, like, effects. Stop motion is very kind of clunky and a little bit slow, while CGI is really smoothed out.
Yeah, and you know, like... All of Hoth, like, wasn't, like, it's not all, like, they actually filmed in the snow.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the facts you have.
Right? Yeah. It was filmed in Norway.
Yeah, so they did the snow. So they were actually out in the snow for some of the scenes.
Which is cool. You actually get some sort of, like, feeling.
No, I think Star Wars is actually really known for that. Taking these, going around the world and taking, like, really good, just having these breathtaking views.
Right.
Like Lord of the Rings.
They even did it in like a new trilogy. Like the I don't know what planet it was, but like the you know where they find Luke at the end of Force Awakens on that tiny little island.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
It's like that's an actual place that they had to go and film that, and it's an actual like tiny island.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually drank that milk.
He did. You could drink that milk at
Isn't it just like color isn't just milk with color dye
like
no
like
it's yak milk color
or?
No at Disney at Disney
yeah I forgot what the place is called. I can't believe
I'm gonna be going there in a couple
Galaxy's
weeks
Edge.
So I'm excited.
So
no it's like flavored, it's good.
So what you remember what you said when you first came in here and you're talking about Luke's scars that he had? Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, so he got
the whole reason
did
behind
he,
that.
Did he get in a biking accident or a car accident?
A car accident.
He got into a car accident. So from what I remember, this is the only fact of like, did you know?
We have plenty of
them. He got into a car accident, so the scars that he has on his face are actually real.
Yeah, so when he got messed up by the Wampa, the big ice monster,
they didn't
like put special effects on him or they didn't like put
I was wondering why his face was bloody when he like hit him in the chest. It looked like
it was all messed up and they're just like hey, like he wasn't fully healed at the time he came in, so they just used his real car accident.
Yeah,
they opened up his wounds and made him bleed.
And that that scene turned into like a very I don't know, it's a very good like kind of opening scene-ish.
Because
you get to see him use the force straight off the beginning get his lightsaber.
I'm talking about a little earlier before that. Just seemed very out of place. Like,
what do you mean?
The cameras, like, camera takes us onto Hoth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right to where Luke is. Not even 10 seconds into the movie, Luke is knocked out by a fucking Yeti.
I guess, but there's
it's a cool, like, I don't know. It's just a cool spin that they put on it.
There's
like,
movies where
it seems very out of pocket at the very beginning.
Sure, but, like, I'd rather it be like that than, like, other movies, you know? Like, everything doesn't have to be the same. You know, out-of-pocket stuff is interesting. It makes it, you know, makes it fun to watch.
It shows that there's, like, you know, Star Wars is all about its characters. And, like, it goes to show that even on this frozen ice planet that you're not alone, there's going to be something out there that wants to eat you.
But they also very much start on, like, scenes that are, I guess, in maybe not intense, but they start on scenes that like give you a good intro to it. But if you compare them to other Star Wars movies, I mean, for instance, I don't know, start with one. What was the intro for Phantom Menace? Just like really quickly.
They go to negotiate with the people.
Oh yeah, and the ship blows up.
Yeah, and they.
Oh yeah, they try to gas them.
So yeah,
they go to a failed negotiation.
So they have like, you know, a pretty cool scene for that. The second one.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. The third.
I think it opens. It opens up with Anakin showing that he's grown, and yeah, they have to like protect Padme and all that.
And then the third one they have is when they meet up with General Grievous.
That one just starts off in a large space battle.
Yeah. And then that's a good with opening. Number four, it's when it's after Rogue One.
Honestly, best opening in history, I feel like.
And then five is this one with the Hoth, and then six is Jabba. So, like, they all have very kind of...
No, they're all very interesting.
Very interesting beginnings.
They have cool intros.
Yeah, they have very good intros.
Yeah, obviously the classic, you know, winding down intro where it plays the theme song.
And I'm willing to... I this is, like, very difficult for me to say, but, like, I remember when Force Awakens came out and they had the scene with, like, Kylo Ren. That was a cool intro.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, Force Awakens...
But let's talk about that when we get to there.
Yeah.
We get to the actual movie.
Something I do want to say, though, like, not about Force Awakens, but just about all these, you know, the prequels and the original movies in general, is that, like, now that we're having a bunch of these TV shows come out, it's building on these movies. I think they're building on them in such a good way that makes these movies even way better.
Oh, yeah. Like when we got
Book of Boba Fett out right now. The Mandalorian has been building off of them with side characters. You have, like, the Clone Wars, which... The Clone Wars, to me, makes episodes 2 and 3 so much more better.
Yeah.
Like, animated series of Clone Wars?
Yeah. It just makes it so much better.
Because it builds off of them.
Yeah, it really does. Mm-hmm. And it adds a lot of characters.
Adds a lot of depth to the lore.
It's just all these TV shows are so good. And I think that's where Star Wars is doing its best right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah. It's cool because I'm watching the Book of Boba Fett right now. And
that really,
you know,
builds off of this movie.
Yeah, and then we get to see, like...
And next movie.
I still haven't seen it yet. I
Book of Boba Fett?
It.
Oh, it's getting it's pretty really good. But, yeah. You know, we get to see Boba Fett in this movie, in Empire Strikes Back. Like, you know, the original Boba Fett.
Who feels like a throwaway character, too.
Kind of. I mean, yeah, because they just kind of kill him off. Like
in the third, yeah.
But...
That's a spoiler.
It's crazy because when you first watch these movies without watching any of the TV shows or anything like that, you know, you don't really, like, you're just like, oh, it's Boba Fett or whatever. He's just, like, the smart bounty hunter. But, like, nothing more of it. Like, you don't really, you know, it's just like, whatever, he dies,
and
supposedly.
Boba Fett's even in, like, the Clone Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying. Then all these TV shows started coming out.
It's like,
and
we really build off the characters.
Oh, yeah. And then now we get to see, like, backstories. We're like, wow, when we go back and watch these original movies, we're like, dang.
It's like, in, like, just to, like, say a point, it's like, if you only watch the original movies, Boba Fett's character has, like...
Means nothing.
Like, what, four lines in the whole trilogy?
Yeah.
It's like, he says more in four lines at the in, like, the first minute of the Book of Boba Fett.
It's crazy.
That's fucking insane. Like, a character who used to just be, like, the most side of side characters has his own show now.
But which
that's
is...
How,
he
like,
is pretty cool.
The whole series is...
Right, and it's weird because if you think about it, without the prequels, because it was like, I remember they had it, and they're like, okay, here's, I don't know, Boba Fett, who's a very, like, kind of whatever character, but then you're like, this is Jango Fett, which is the maker of the clones, whose son is Boba Fett, who becomes a bounty hunter, and this is his story, and then you're like, okay, that's kind of interesting,
yeah,
I want to know more about him.
They do a really good job of investing you in these characters.
Yeah. To where they're able to make these spin-off, like, TV shows and whatnot, and keeps people really interested.
Yeah.
Not that I was, like, you know, not that I always thought, like, Boba Fett was the coolest, like, character out there. I just, you know, I just like the TV show, you know? But.
I honestly always thought Boba Fett looked really weird as a child.
I thought he was always the coolest person just because of how his voice sounded.
I like the...
like, the old voice Have you guys heard the old voice?
I honestly can't remember.
It's still good.
It's the old voice for the life of me. It's so like space Clint Eastwood.
Isn't it like Australian?
Because
I know him now. The actor is like Samoan.
Yeah.
So you have that going for it.
Yeah, but... and then that's who they have on like probably the Disney Plus like version.
That's who it is. He's the same actor who plays Jango Fett.
Yeah, and all the clones.
So crazy.
Yeah, I know.
So good.
He's awesome. I can't be mad that like he's, you know, the new voice. Or
not at all.
He should have been the voice the whole time, you know what I mean? But like obviously he wasn't around when they did that.
But there are as many cool things as this movie does, there's also some like I don't know. Because I watched.
You're gonna get into the bad
cheesy.
Now?
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about that.
I watched like the Family Guy version of this, which is really funny.
Yeah.
And it's very entertaining.
It's really funny that like George Lucas actually gave him the rights to do that.
And they did a good job with it.
It was like, pretty funny. I think that's what got me into Family Guy.
Yeah. And then watching it, it's really good, and they point out things. But there's also something that they point out where it's like they have an entire planet to like go around. And so, like, they have, like, the planet, right? So, like, if the top of this is the planet, and they're here, and the Star Destroyers are here, why don't they just go this way? Why do they have to go straight towards the Star Destroyers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because literally all they had to do, because they're like, we have to shoot it with the ion cannon, which I don't know why they only used once if it could, like, disable a whole Star Destroyer.
I know, why don't they just, like, keep shooting that at them?
And it's like, that didn't make sense. And then they're like...
On the scene where the AT-ATs are like assaulting, you know, or the ground assault of the AT-ATs.
Yep.
So they go and they, you know, they lasso up the feet or whatever, and they make it trip and it just falls on its head or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then another ship comes by and it shoots it like twice on top of the head, and the whole thing just blows up. Why don't they just for one fly a little bit higher and just shoot at
and
the
shoot
heads
it.
Of
if
them
that's,
and just
if that's
blow them
what
up? That's what blows
up.
Them up. And two,
I think the
why do they fly in front of them where the guns are? Why don't they just go behind them and fly?
Yeah, because obviously
I think
the
point is like I don't know if this is true or not.
We obviously wouldn't have an action scene if this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying
that's stupid. Like that is true. Like why didn't they do that? But like I know in like the game, like in Battlefront, like on the map that you have to fight them,
mm-hmm.
they have shield.
Yeah.
So it's like if you shoot it, it doesn't do anything to him.
Right.
But maybe like that one shield just got put down and then they shot the head of it.
Maybe.
What I was going to say was in Battlefront, when you take down the AT-ATs, as soon as they hit the ground, don't they explode?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
If they shoot at it.
No. Because I feel like... I remember being able to lasso it up in Battlefront, like the new Battlefront. And like once they crash, like as soon as they would crash, they would just blow up.
Did the one that Luke put down blow up in the movie?
Yes, but here's something that's weird.
It blew up after they shot it.
The scene
they shot it.
I watched this on Disney Plus. The scene where he grapples onto it isn't in it.
What do you mean?
The scene where
Luke grapples on
where he runs up to it and then shoots the grapple. When I watched it, it wasn't on the version.
I just watched it.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I just watched it like an hour ago.
I must have left the room for a second, but like, there's that. But also, there's the scene, so you have the two, the two speedsters,
mm-hmm.
and then Luke gets shot, somehow the laser like does a 180 and then hits only the back of it and then kills the gunner, which I don't know why the gunner is facing the other way. Kills him, but then when they're flying and there's the other one who's with him who gets shot down like towards the end of the battle and he gets shot down,
mm-hmm.
he's like, how you doing? And he's got like a bloody nose and he's like, oh, I'm doing all right, but like there's no noticeable damage to the like speedster, so how did he get hurt?
Yeah,
was he just like
someone threw a rock through
his
cockpit
window?
Did he
hit his head wrong?
Maybe like jerked forward and like hit his head on the steering wheel or whatever.
I guess
I don't know.
Maybe he punched himself in the face.
There's like
likely.
There's a lot of like, you know, like why did this happen this way? But then there's also like you can answer those questions by, you know, like, oh, this could have happened. I guess that's what happened.
That's true.
But it's less likely that would have happened, more likely the other way.
Right.
That's just how it goes.
And there's also the scene when Han and them are leaving in the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
I find it weird how Darth Vader, like, when he's depicted in all these other, like, versions, has, like, such a strong power of the Force.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen, like...
He's literally the most OP, like, guy. He's able to Force choke somebody through, like, on a different ship.
Without even, like, lifting his hand.
Yeah. Without even lifting his hand, through, like, a TV monitor, just by looking at him.
Yeah.
The guy's, like, not in front of, not anywhere near him. He's on another ship, like, thousands of miles away. And he's able to just sit there and choke him out.
So here's the thing. Dude,
can I just say something? The way Star Wars uses the Force, the power creep of how strong people can use the Force is, like, equivalent to the overbombasticness that increases with every Fast and Furious movie. Like, every single Star Wars movie that comes out, the levels of Force power in all these people just, like, gets... crazier and crazier in every single adaptation.
No,
I know, because look, in the first movie,
original trilogy,
in the New Hope, we don't see anybody using the Force to move objects. You can kind of argue that Luke used it to move the torpedoes into the Death Star, but I would say he used the Force to kind of just aim, like to help with the aim.
Well, yeah, that's also because, in the second movie, the progression of him learning the Force.
I think I think it's just a progression of like amping up the Force power, because, you know, that's what people want to see. Yeah. In the second movie, when you see Luke use the Force to move the lightsaber, everyone was like, wow, oh my god, I didn't know you could do that. And then, like, later in the movie, you see Darth Vader choke someone from one ship to another. It's like, oh my gosh, yeah. his range of power is insane.
Yeah.
And then, in, like, just skipping all the way to the end, right? In Rise of Skywalker, you see Palpatine use the Force to, like, pull every ship down to Earth.
Okay, we don't talk about that. But, I mean, like, what, you could also say, like, okay, but in Episode 2, Anakin, like, floats an apple to, like, Padme. Like,
yeah, I know.
Force power in that.
Apples.
No, but it gets, you can't say that, because it gets crazier in the prequels, too.
Yeah, but here's the question that I had. If Darth Vader has all this power, and he sees the, like, Millennium Falcon leaving.
Yeah, just like,
I'm surprised he doesn't just be like, stop. Because he has that power. He's done that before in like, I don't know, there's a video game or something.
Force Unleashed.
Oh, with Starkiller.
Do you remember that? Remember that scene where he literally pulls an entire Star Destroyer like down?
Yeah, that's also like,
into the planet.
But that's also
Force Unleashed is not canon.
It's not canon. That's
I know.
It was at one point, but they took it out of canon.
Like if his Padawan is that strong, Darth Vader should be like 100 times stronger.
Yeah, I mean,
not necessarily.
He'd probably flip.
It's
the
like
Death
saying,
Star to the
oh, he did something
galaxy.
In the book. I mean, like, you gotta like the books. Like he's like 1,000 times stronger than he is in this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already super strong. It's just like, you know, the movies are on its own level. You still have to maintain a balance
sense
of
realism.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's not like, okay, yeah, he grabs the ship, pulls him in, kills Luke, movie over. Like, that's not
fun. True.
Yeah.
Dude, and I think he has pulled ships before, but I'm not sure if the Millennium Falcon would outspeed him or not.
I don't think anything would outspeed
because
this Force
grabs. I remember him, I don't know where this happened at, but I remember him grabbing a ship and it lets go. Oh, well, I think I might be thinking of a Disney ride.
Wait. Oh, no.
I think
Doesn't that happen in The New Hope?
I think I'm thinking of a Disney ride where it's like C-3PO gets locked in like the...
Yeah.
The thing.
No, I know what you're thinking about.
Planets,
wait.
Darth Vader, like, grabs you, and then he, like, throws you away or something.
Because I'm starting to recall a scene, I think, from New Hope. Doesn't Darth Vader do that in A New Hope?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Doesn't he, like,
hold
the ship back from escaping?
No, I don't think he does.
See,
he doesn't? Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
You have more points, I can tell.
I mean, yeah. Whatever you guys were done.
No, go ahead.
I just got to point out, though, that, like, the job availability and vacancy in jobs in the Empire is very very high, because you do anything wrong
and
Vader's like, all right, you're done, on to the next.
But
mildly inconvenient,
like, getting
Vader
a promotion in the Empire is like, okay, after Vader killed like 5 of the freaking admirals, and then he went up to like the final one, he's like, get it done, admiral, and he's like,
the 100th admiral this
why?
Year.
Honestly, like, the admirals are the only,
like,
people.
Dude, last
that
year I was
Empire.
A recruit.
Dude, they
what is happening?
They don't even get to reap the benefits of like
of a promotion.
The promotion pay. They're just like, all right, you have more responsibility now. Do it right, or you're gonna die.
Like, yeah, basically, like, it's really corrupt in the Empire. So it's like seeing all the like people build themselves up. But only the admirals really like suffer from it.
What I find weird is
like the workers, they respect the workers. They go out and die for them. But the admirals, they're just
I don't think so because he's like on the ship. He's like, "Hey, the Millennium Falcon's in an asteroid field. What should we do?" And he's like, "I don't care. They're in an asteroid field. Send as many people out there as you possibly can to get the freaking
That's why they like the troops, because they just go and risk their lives for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. So they're just like, they're expendable. They're just like, go.
They don't care about
Go die.
When you think about it, how, granted, in like other forms, they show how bad the Empire is, but like in all realness, like, how bad are they, really?
Well, pretty bad. They just blew up a planet in the first movie.
Yeah, they are. They are evil at the end of the day, I feel like. But that, like, that's what they've been showing a lot in some of like the newer Star Wars content. Is like, you got to see it from other people's perspective.
Yeah.
It's like, I know the Clone Wars had that whole thing where it's like, I don't want to get in your like dumb space war for no reason. Like, I don't care about either of you. And it's kind of the same with like the newer thing. It's like, the Empire has given my planet tons of resources and tons of, like, protection. What else do I need?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, well, so why would I fight them for a losing side?
Yeah.
For the rebels who are, like, these people who are literally constantly on the run, who die, like, hundreds of them die, like, every day. They have, like, a siege on them.
It's like they argue that a lot, and I think in, like, the Resistance show, which isn't Empire, but it's still First Order.
They also should have went to, like, a very populated planet in the first, you know, in New Hope.
Yeah.
When they're, like, interrogating Leia, and they're like, all right, blow it up. And, she, like, after she, like, gave him the answer, she's like, all right, blow it up. We'll still have a demonstration of a...
Should have kept your mouth shut.
Boy.
I mean, I don't think anything was going to stop them from literally decimating a planet. But...
Exactly, but it kept your mouth shut.
I did think of something when, like... Because there's some lines that they see. Because, obviously, like, when you're writing... lines for a movie about a galaxy far, far away. Mm-hmm. There's some like phrases that don't really like carry over that well, but like you have to write it in such a way. But like,
what is one of them?
One of them was like, "I'll see you in hell," which like doesn't make sense because like, so does that mean that
they believe in
there's
God?
Christianity in space still?
Did they say?
Who do you think created the galaxy, Schneider?
No, he. Han, like, when he's leaving, they're like, "Your Tata's gonna die." He's like, "Then I'll see you in hell." And then he goes, and it's like, okay, well, that's weird. And then when
Chase said the exact same thing.
Well, and then when they're going to, like, when they find them, there's, like, one of the generals, and he's like, "Oh, good, our first catch of the day." And you're like, okay, so is there fishing in space?
Oh, I'm sure there's fucking fish.
And I was like, yeah, but it seems like such a specific...
There's drinking in Star Wars.
I guess I guess there is. I guess it's
music in Star Wars.
A common concept that there'd have to be it.
There'd have to be,
there
but the thing
people
is,
people in Star Wars.
But there's got to be like, there's got to be there's just some of those phrases, and I only noticed two of them. But like, there's that, and then I don't know. It's strange.
Yeah, one of them references Coachella.
No, shut up. But yeah, there's a lot of things that happen, and especially like. After watching this movie, it's kind of cool because then you're like, if you've watched Solo, you know Lando Calrissian a little bit better, and you know like the history of the Millennium Falcon, which is really cool. And then, but then at the same time, like, do you know like the weird cyborg person who like
thing on his head?
He turns on. I feel like that's really weird because they have it yet again shows throwaway characters that are in Star Wars that like aren't built upon. But then, like, later on are built upon.
Right.
Like, for instance...
Like, screw that guy.
I know, it's...
When was he later built upon?
He was never built upon, but it's like...
Yeah, because he's lame.
Well, in 20 years, he might get his own show, so shut up.
But it's... It's
probably.
It's that thing of, like...
Backwards headphone guy.
There's a lot of things in Star Wars that, like, is cool when you realize... And they don't really build upon it, and they don't have to. But, like, they put a lot of effort into these, especially for...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Especially Sand People. That, like, was such a minor thing
Tusken
in Raiders. Or... What did I say? Sand Raider?
Sand people,
a very racist Tuscan.
Sorry,
I don't think that. But
that is not racist.
Like, that's not racist. I'm just saying it's like a very general.
Well, no, Tuscan Raiders, like
they own that desert, Nick. That's their desert.
Well,
that's their sand.
But it's cool. Tuskies. But it's cool because I haven't seen Boba Fett yet, so I haven't I haven't like seen them build upon it more.
Gotta ride it like a bantha.
But like, but they had the part where Mando talks to the Tusken Raiders, and it's like, what? That's so cool.
Yeah, they build upon that a lot in Book of Boba.
Oh yeah,
that's so cool.
It's pretty, you're gonna you'll like
and
it.
And you realize that they're actual like, they're like a people.
They're like a group of, I don't know, just like scavengers, I guess.
Yeah, and they actually like do, the and Fremen. Like.
And
yeah, because I feel like the way they built upon them in like New Hope was
they're just savages,
straight up savages.
Yeah, don't talk about Dune, Nick.
Yeah, and also roasted. And also in Episode One, in Phantom Menace, it's really funny because they're flying by on like when they're doing pod racing and they're like, "The fuck are you doing?"
Oh my god, dude! Honestly, that scene. Screw that scene, because that made for the most annoying Lego Star Wars mission in all of history.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's exactly when you meet the sand people, because they start pushing rocks over, and if you run on a rock, you die instantly. And then they shoot at you, too, and if you get hit like three times, you're dead.
I don't know if...
I've been waiting my whole life to run.
I don't know what our target... age audiences, but everyone. I don't know if they're gonna get that.
Everyone.
Turtles.
Well, I just told you that's the most annoying mission.
We're targeting turtles.
That you know the new Star Wars Lego Star Wars game is about to come out.
It is coming out. It's really
April,
cool.
Right? April something.
I'm not sure.
I want to get it April on the new 3rd. Xbox, but unfortunately they're scalpers. If any of you are scalpers out there, I will find you. And I will get
and
my
I will
Xbox.
Buy an Xbox from you.
But I will get it for my MSRP price.
Nick gets a little heated from this.
Are you not mad about scalpers?
I lost care. I don't care anymore. I'll get an Xbox when I get an Xbox, but I got a question though.
No. But ask it anyway.
Why did Yoda go live on that planet? That poopy planet.
I don't know. Why do you live on this planet?
That was another thing that like really annoyed me about this movie.
I know it sounds stupid. But they actually talk about that in the Clone Wars.
I know they do.
Okay,
he went to Dagobah before, like he had to escape to there. It's a very force sensitive planet, so you could there are planets that are more attached to the Force than others, and Dagobah is a really force sensitive planet. So that's like where he.
So it's like a lymph node for the Force.
That's cool. No. That's not what he means. But
cause
like,
he went there because he got... I forgot what the episode was, but it was like he went there for some reason because either he felt some kind of force sense to it or just... I forgot what it was. I was going to say, but
I thought he went there because he like felt that he needed to be exiled because of his failure to stop Palpatine.
Well, that is the reason why he exiled himself to there. Part of it's to hide from the Empire as well, because what's he going to do? He's a tiny little green guy against, an Empire. And he really feels like he failed himself. I mean, finally, like, he even faced Palpatine, like, face-to-face.
Palpatine.
Wait, really?
In Episode 3.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, after.
No, not after. But, like, that's, like, right before he went there.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to the Wookiee planet, and he's like, hey, guys, help me escape, because he's really, like, him and the Wookiees are bros.
Yeah.
Him and, like, Chewbacca helps him, like, escape in that little pod.
It's really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sends it to Dagobah.
I like that.
Yeah, I've always wondered, like, it's just such a, I don't know.
But, yeah, like, just, like, only knowing it from, like, that movie, it's, like, wow, he went to, like, this little crappy swamp planet.
I thought he also went there because, like, when he was, like, talking about, you know, where Luke went into, like, the cave thing to see Darth Vader and whatnot. So there's, like, obviously, like, a dark
which
side
is
of the Force.
Which is, like, that proves that planet is very Force-sensitive because of, like,
right, but I thought the reason why he went there is to, like, hide, like, so they, like, Palpatine or Vader wouldn't be able to sense him anywhere kind of thing. So his, like, his Force,
possibly.
His, like, his Force, like, ability is like kind of masked by this planet.
I'm pretty sure Dagobah isn't on like the Empire's like radar systems
because
of,
it's
like,
just jungle. It's all it is.
Well, it's like they have like a whole solar system map, and not the whole map is like filled in.
What if the Empire was like a bunch of nice people and they're like, you know what, for this first demonstration of our Death Star, we're not gonna blow up a civilized planet, we'll just go to dig a bar and blow up this stupid jungle.
Shit.
What would that prove?
Why would they blow that up? We're gonna blow up this shit planet.
Well, they're like,
what does that prove?
I don't know. Maybe the planet we're about to blow up is probably like
filled with resources. And
exactly
stuff.
That, and like it's you know, economic power. We charge them in taxes a lot of money. So like, it'd be smart to keep them around. So let's go demonstrate on this vacant planet.
And then Yoda's
nobody. Okay, we'll.
What is Yoda just gonna be like? No. Stop.
Stop the laser.
But it's cool because you have Yoda, which like he immediately acts like a little asshole, and you're like, the hell.
I can see why. I mean, we all know why he did.
You all know why, but
it's
like
a little cuckoo.
Because at first I was like,
well, then he wanted to see like what Luke is truly like, not like trying to be fake to like impress him. He just wanted to see exactly like.
Yeah, I like how he like grabs like a little burrito out of like Luke's thing and starts eating it.
So he has like, but it's really cool because he just, I don't know, he shows up and he's very, because at first what I thought of is like maybe he's testing him because maybe like he thinks that this guy might be a part of the Empire, so he's just being like stupid.
He definitely knew who he
but,
was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like Yoda's in cahoots with Ben.
Yeah, but the part where he says, no, there's another, is he talking about Leia during that time?
I think so.
I mean, probably like when the movie script was written and like when like
that's what I think it was. Yeah,
you think it was Leia?
Yeah, because at the time there wasn't really anything else. It was more of just
I guess you're right.
It was just Leia. And we're,
it's funny because now it's like if you say there's another,
you could think about
Jedi,
you could be thinking about what's his name,
Cal.
Yeah,
which would be really cool.
But, like, was Cal even created in this point in time?
No.
They told us that Cal Kestis was going to make an appearance in Boba Fett, or not Boba Fett, Mandalorian.
Season 2.
Is Cal from
No, that Resistance? That was like that was back when there was speculation about what Jedi would pick up.
Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh yeah.
Broken. Really good game, by the way, if you haven't
played
it.
Yeah, but would you rather have Ahsoka Tano or Cal Kestis
show up?
Yeah.
Ahsoka.
Like, what do you mean?
Like be the Jedi who shows up in Mando.
Ahsoka. Oh, and man.
I'd say
no,
Cal.
No, I think I like that Luke showed up. I just thought, like, it was
no,
so
no, no,
awesome.
No,
you think
Ahsoka
or
between
Cal.
Ahsoka
like,
or
if
Cal.
If I had to choose between one?
I'd say Cal.
Probably Cal.
I feel like the
Ahsoka
thing is,
was already in it.
Ahsoka was already a developed character.
I thought the question was, who would you rather, Ahsoka or Cal, show up?
That's what I mean. Like,
in
Mandalorian.
I'd rather Ahsoka.
Really?
But she's already. Have
you
watched Mandalorian?
You haven't even played the game. Though,
and then
you?
We'd be able to know what his canonical lightsaber color is because we choose it.
That's true.
I feel like it'd be
just
orange.
It'd probably just be the same.
Really? It's blue?
It's probably blue.
I'd think it'd be orange.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he'd just stick with his master's.
I think it'd lightsaber. Be orange. That would be kind of cool.
I don't know. You'd probably look it up.
Anyway, sorry. That's off track. But,
no.
But there's not.
We should, we should do that game as a.
That's Look such like, a
fun oh yeah that would be
such
oh,
a fun
yeah.
game.
That'd be a good idea.
They have the ability to comment. You guys can comment on our video if you want us to do it. We own the game. We can play that game.
We
like
all own the game. Yeah.
We are EA.
And I can actually remember the puzzles because I was on a puzzle. I remember what puzzle it was.
Dude, there's so many puzzles in there.
Dude,
where
no,
like I,
it's
I
the
got
one
stuck on.
It's where you have to grab the lantern in
the
water
and you have to keep it from getting wet.
Oh yes.
Because it took us so long.
I replayed
and it was so simple.
I called you. I was like, how do you do this one?
I was like, oh, bro, you're like, I completely forgot now, but I was like, you do this. It's so simple. It's just sitting right there. And we're like, what the heck?
Dude, I literally, this, I replayed this game like a month ago. And I 100% completed the game. And I was replaying it. I still couldn't figure out how to do the damn puzzle.
Dude.
They promised us DLC.
It took 2 hours to finish it.
They promised us DLC for that game.
EA developer people
there was
in
DLC
charge
for
listening
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, EA was
there is
the
DLC for it?
I'm saying
they promised us more.
If there's any of those people listening to this, thank you for making such an amazing game. But would it kill you to like add something else to make the game like, I don't know.
Longer,
like to
hey,
where we could continue
EA.
Playing
you know they're
the
making
game.
A second one, right?
EA, stop winning worst company of the year every single year.
Yeah, that's great. But like maybe make like a... I don't know, like just extended story or like make the story longer.
They added
add more things
arena.
To do.
You
or
know what
a
we could
co-op
do?
Version.
Even
like,
you play for
like
5 minutes.
Like when they added the red
you,
lightsaber
all you three
color.
Played it, right?
Yeah.
To completion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we could totally do that. And then I could play it.
It's fun.
And then you can watch me fail.
Let's get back
over
to,
and over.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the Empire Strikes Back.
How about we open up with a fun fact?
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Oh, this is my cue.
Shoot.
Sure.
Shoot.
Okay.
Thrill.
It's a good one.
Oh, the Han Solo's famous line, where he's getting frozen. Yeah,
I sure do love pod racing.
Not the what? Huh? Where he's getting frozen, and Leia's like, "I love you," and he's like, "I know," like that badass line or whatever, yeah. The you know cocky mm-hmm. Han line. It was originally supposed to be, just remember. He was supposed to say, "Just remember that, because I'll be back," but. Harrison Ford wanted to, you know, make his own line. He wanted to improv it, and mm-hmm. he ended up saying, like, "I know." And they let him keep it.
What was the line from from Family Guy that he says?
Is it like,
I love you. Fuck off.
Fuck off. That's great.
That made me spit.
Yeah, but on Hulu, they got rid of that.
Also.
What, really?
Yeah,
I mean, they changed it. Probably because you can't curse on Hulu.
Yeah, but you could have bleeped it.
I cannot so not curse on Hulu.
I don't know.
All right. Another fun fact.
There's Letterkenny.
Nick.
I'm sorry.
Can I just say something before you say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's like that line. They, you know, as much as we don't like the new three, can you stop taking your
clothes off? I'm stretching.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Do it again.
As much as we don't like the first three or the newest three?
The newest three. Yeah. As much as we don't like the newest three that came out,
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a really good throwback call to that, to where he said, like, "I know." Like, you know, in the final movie when Han Solo's, like, I don't know, ghost or whatever shows up?
Yeah,
to talk to Kylo.
Right.
And he's like, you know, Kylo is, like, left speechless at the end of that, and he's like, "I know." And, like, he turns around, he throws the lightsaber, and he's, like, turns around, he's gone. I thought that's, like, probably one of the best scenes that we gotten from those entire three movies.
Yeah,
like,
that was
honestly,
a pretty good scene.
Like, I love that scene so much.
That was a pretty good scene.
Very good.
And, I mean, I don't know, there's just a callback to him saying that.
They're pretty good at that. It's always nice when they do, like, I mean, not to bring it back around to Spider-Man again, but, you know, they made, like, a million callbacks to, like, you know, the previous Spider-Man movies in it, which is, you know,
my
you
back!
Yeah.
My back!
See, and that's the thing. Back. That's the thing that we've learned from Spider-Man now, and that's, I mean, that's going to be a consistent thing that you guys are going to have to get used to after watching this, is that Spider-Man was an extremely good movie. As much as you can, like...
No Way Home?
If you're... What do you mean? What about it? Oh, yes, No Way Home. But, like, if you...
Better.
If you... Well, whatever. But if you...
I mean, good thing your opinion doesn't matter.
If you... Do you have a camera on you? Anyway, if you...
do you own this room?
If you... If you were, like... If you were like me and Tom Holland wasn't your favorite Spider-Man and you were... of the lesser... But I'm just... I'm really quick. Even if you were, like, this is a really good movie, it shows you that fan service is a thing... And it makes good movies. So if more production companies listen to fans and not make movies based off their own accord, then we can have good movies.
Dude, imagine if fans good TV shows. Wrote the previous, like, past three Star Wars movies.
They wouldn't be. Isn't that they wouldn't. What happened? No, they would be Old Republic, though.
I've heard, like, no. I mean, like, like, even taking the characters and script they had in those three movies, I've just read Reddit posts of people talking about what they would have done differently.
Oh, yeah, I've seen videos, and it sounds so much better.
Yeah, I'm like...
So much better.
But there's that, and then you have, like...
Take out the cringy characters. Make better plot. Don't kill off a freaking a bad dude, or, like, a, you know, the big bad dude or whatever that you're building up to, you know...
Now, in my opinion, also, like, I actually kind of like the last movie, like, Episode 9. The only thing that I think tears that movie down so much is that, like,
it's Palpatine.
Somehow Palpatine returned.
Yeah.
It's like, that could have just been Snoke the
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah, and they have that, and then they have, like, it's just, there's so many things that...
It was such a good, like, you know, Kylo Ren turning to the good side. Like, that's such a good, like...
That's what I love.
We all
Kylo
love when
Ren
stuff like that happens.
Awesome.
But it's like, and then, that was still great in the movie, but it's like, the movie
and
just,
like
overall,
the,
just kind of, like, killed it, because the movie's just... You know, I'll talk about it when we do it. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've said this before, but you shouldn't build up a character in the first movie just to sideline him for the next two movies.
And that was the thing about Finn. He was a somewhat interesting character, and his whole thing was like he was a stormtrooper, and then he became.
Well, let's get to that when we actually.
But that's we'll review those movies. That's the annoying thing is like
it's something that we haven't seen in like the past Star Wars.
But in these three movies, they make the Force seem so special. And they make it seem so, like, far and few. Like, there's so many... Even in, like, the prequels, it seems very special. Because, not a lot of people have it.
Dude, it's, like, three people.
But then in these...
Two that we know of.
In the sequels, they kind of have it as throwaway, which is, like, kind of a thing. Yeah. And I know we're trying to talk about the second movie, but we always get off track. But it doesn't matter because this is our podcast.
There's a lot of content in Star Wars that, like, something will lead to this and that and that, and now you're on episode 9.
We will jump from thing to thing, and until...
One thing we'll be talking about Star Wars, and then 2 seconds later we'll be on Tenet.
Oh, you brought it up.
Oh, no, we're on Tenet.
I didn't bring it up. I don't bring it up. But the thing is that, like, fan service is a thing, and if you listen to the fans, you'll make good movies. You'll exactly. Prints money.
Exactly.
That's all it does. Yeah, somebody was like, I want to see...
And I think the reason it doesn't happen more is because maybe the directors want their own movie to succeed.
And if they hear, if they hear something that they wrote wants to be successful. Yeah, if they're like looking on Reddit and they see fans have this really cool original idea, they'd be like, "Oh man, well, if I use it now, then I'm like, it's not my movie."
But
it's like, whose movie is it then?
You have things like we don't have the money as people who want to go and see this. We do not have the money to go and like watch it, right? So like. Or to make this movie.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
If I want to see Ugandan Knuckles and Sanic fight.
Sanic too?
Yeah. I can't make that and watch it.
We
but
can
like,
do it in SFM.
Yes.
Wait, are we talking about Sonic
anyway,
right now?
But what I'm saying is like, I can't go and watch it. But if you, like, I don't know. Just, I swear, if you make these old Republic movies bad, I will self-destruct.
Okay, well, to move back to this movie, I do want to just say, like, going back to that, you know, Harrison Ford and, you know, improv his line to Leia, they might have let him change that from, you know, the original line because it says, like, what was the original line?
Just wait, I'll be back.
Yeah, you better remember that because I'll be back.
Well, it's like maybe they let him change that because they didn't know he would be back.
Oh yeah,
because of the whole thing where it's that was around the time where he was finally Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark became super popular, which is also a really good movie. I think we should.
I want to do those.
But anyway, like I think his choice of improvise was like a big brain choice because, like you said, it's not giving people any hints like oh I'll be back. Mm-hmm. That's kind of lame.
He just spoils
the juice.
It
like,
really
right
goes
there.
With his character as well. Mm-hmm. Like he's a smug
it leaves
son
that
bitch.
Ambiguity in there.
Yeah, it takes
and
out.
Makes
the,
you start
but also,
to think.
Maybe they let him do that just because like you know they didn't know if he was gonna come back. That's the whole reason he was frozen in carbonite and shipped off to Jabba because. They weren't so sure that he was going to... He was only signed on for one Star Wars movie. Not even... No more. So it was like, this movie, he's done. So they didn't know if he was going to sign on again or just, like, go have fun with his Indiana Jones money and do those movies. Man, so right. they wrote Can him... Just, they basically like... wrote him off by having him, you know... He wasn't at the end of that movie because he got frozen in carbonite. Given to Boba Fett and sent off on his
Can we imagine
way?
A world, if you will, where we didn't have Harrison Ford?
Harrison Four?
Harrison Four?
What about Harrison Three?
Harrison Five.
I want Harrison Chevy.
But imagine, just think, how much worse the world would be if we didn't have Harrison Ford in, like, Return of the Jedi.
I don't think the world would be worse because we'd have him Indiana Jones.
It's kind of an exaggeration. But, like, think about it.
We could have Mel Gibson as Han Solo.
Oh, my God. Mel Gibson.
Recasted Han Solo.
Who would be a good fit for Han Solo, then?
Chris Pratt.
No. Okay. Who would be a good fit back in the 80s? But that's the thing you have to think of.
Oh, David Hasselhoff.
Ew.
All right, next.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But, I mean, we all know that he did come back. So,
which is a great thing.
Wow. He did.
He did come.
I was.
You're so stupid.
We're at 117. Do we want to give a rating of this movie?
We started at 25.
Yeah,
minutes.
But like we started at like 30.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't.
Yeah,
did we?
He started recording when we were talking about like politics.
Oh my god! No, we didn't talk about politics. Don't tell people that we talk about politics.
Oh yeah, sorry. We know nothing about the outside.
Don't look up that one video.
So okay, what? I got another question for you guys.
Okay.
So in that moment when Vader's like, Luke, or he doesn't actually say Luke, I'm your father. He's just like, I am your father. After that, he's like, yo, join me and together we can rule the galaxy as like father and son.
Yeah.
Would you, like, in that moment, would you be like, okay, like, or would you act as Luke did and jump off?
I found my father.
You just chopped off my hand. I'd be pretty pissed. Yeah. I'd probably say no.
Probably say no because of the fact. What if he didn't chop off your hand? So seriously, this is
what if he gave you a batch of cookies?
Like what if he
and
did
said,
not,
"Hey, the Empire,
come to the
like,
dark
what
side."
If you,
we have
what
cookies.
If he just like
the Empire your... is like hip and cool, yo.
But if you think about it, if you
should like totally join.
Okay, so think about it. Think about it from Luke's. So think about it from Luke's position, right? Mm-hmm. So he's dropped off at Tatooine, which is already kind of a dick move. If you think about like he could have straight up been given to like. The good life on
yeah, like
Alderaan.
Oh, yeah. He
was
in like.
Leia became royalty and he became a hodunk trash person.
He became a woody farm, like a moist farmer.
Yeah. I'm like, what? That, for one, that sucks. So already that's one thing to be
pissed
at. Is he
on
your
that planet because he's hiding from the First Order?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I hate everything that you just said.
The First Order isn't even a thing
do you
in
mean,
this movie.
Do you mean...
I was talking about Luke.
We are
Empire?
Talking about Luke.
Yeah, exactly.
He
He's on that
go...
planet.
He didn't
What's the
go...
First Order?
In the Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker.
When does the First Order become a
Nick,
thing?
Nick, no.
Oh,
we're talking,
he's talking about when Luke was hiding on...
No, yeah. We're talking about Tatooine.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about Tatooine.
We're not
yes.
talking about that.
But
thanks
anyway...
for dredging out my emotions, you fucker.
But he already... Okay, he already is sent to this planet, which is already kind of, like, shitty in itself. Like, Tatooine's okay. I love it as a planet, but it's
nobody
also
likes
kind of...
Tatooine. They even say that.
Nobody likes
kinda...
you. No,
I
shut
think
up.
It's kind of cool.
It's a big desert.
Yeah, but they have cool scenes in it.
They could have cool scenes anywhere else, and it'd be even cooler.
They have two of the cool... Whatever. Anyway.
They could have shot it in Fiji.
Anyway, they have... Anyway, Tatooine, you have... You're sent to this shitty planet, right? And then you grow up with your aunt and uncle, who really aren't your aunt and uncle, but whatever. You're given to your supposed aunt and uncle, and you live with them for so long, and then all of a sudden, these stormtroopers come and just set them on fire, pretty much. And then he's like,
you know
oh,
where
the Empire...
Where Skywalker is?
Yeah.
I torched.
The Empire killed my parent, or my aunt and uncle, who were essentially parents to me. And then I'm picked up by this old man who says he knows my father. And then all of a sudden, this big...
Sounds like Harry Potter.
This big dude in a spacesuit chops off my hand and then tells me that he's my father. For one, I'm pissed off that he's in charge of this shit and just killed my aunt and uncle who were taking care of me. Also sent me to this godforsaken Tatooine-ass planet and
well,
chopped off my favorite hand.
He didn't send him.
Now, to be fair.
That was my master.
He didn't know.
Obi-Wan sent them to their respective
okay.
places.
Yeah.
Then maybe...
So
then
he
maybe...
should be pissed off at Obi-Wan for lying that his father is dead and was killed by Darth Vader when in reality Darth Vader is his father.
But Leia was kind of picked because they were like, oh, we've always wanted to raise a girl.
She's a princess. Not a king.
But, like, that's... That would
and
be
imagine
itself...
if, like, imagine if Luke grew up with, like, Darth Vader. Like, not... What?
I thought you were going to say, imagine if Luke had no hands. Imagine if Luke...
No hands. Zora.
Yeah, imagine if he, like, grew up with Darth Vader. Like, just... I don't know. I feel like he'd just be, like, this asshole, like,
Sith.
I don't know if he'd be a Sith.
He'd be his
like,
apprentice
gotcha.
Or something.
I don't know.
But
weird thing to think about.
Yeah, I would be...
There's
I,
so many what-ifs. That's why all these YouTube channels...
I don't want a Star Wars what-if.
Huh?
We already have...
I don't
want to
start
on Visions.
No, I'm not starting what-if. I'm just saying, like... I'm saying there's, like, all these Star Wars, like, channels and stuff. Like, I think Star Wars Theory is one of the channels. Really cool channel, by the way. I love all this stuff. But, like, they're able to have, like, these channels because there's so many, like, what-ifs. Like, you know, what if Padme never died? What if Luke grew up with Darth Vader. What if Darth Vader never, or what if Anakin never jumped from the ship? Or there's so
what
many.
What if
like,
Anakin wasn't such a brat? And
yeah, there's
just decided not to be master.
Yeah, there's so, like, what if like all these like there's so many little things in here that happen that if they weren't to happen would change the entire story.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like that you don't really see that too much in other movies.
Yeah, like, what if Palpatine was caught in the Clone Wars?
Yeah, or like
there's an episode where a clone figured out his whole plan.
Really?
And they thought he was crazy, so they killed him.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of messed up. And he was that close. Because the reason they killed him is because he tried to assassinate Palpatine. But then they're like, oh, he's crazy. Fucking kill him.
So, okay, so who would win in a battle? Would okay, no, this is kind of like...
Jar Jar Binks? Or...
Jar Jar?
Obviously Darth Jar Jar.
Prime Anakin or Prime Vader?
Prime Anakin. Person.
Yeah, well, but technically Anakin
technically,
never...
probably Prime Vader, because...
Well, they have different fighting styles, because Vader's more
that's
like...
That's true.
You're talking about... Because like, okay,
Vader's
so wait,
a freaking robot.
Hang on.
He can't.
So yeah. Prime Anakin would be like...
More lightsaber.
Revenge of the Sith Anakin
and
the
Revenge
dark
the Sith.
Side before
yeah.
he gets his legs chopped off.
Oh,
Anakin.
Yeah.
But no. Technically, both of them are still Darth Vader at that
no,
point.
No, but they even say this in
so you
Empire
mean
Strikes Back.
Light side
they
Anakin
say this in Empire Strikes Back. He's not in his prime. Vader is not in his prime. He's not Skywalker prime. Anakin is Skywalker prime. So the prime wins.
So
either,
I feel like I hate
before,
most of what comes out of your mouth.
I feel like I hate your face.
Before Darth Vader's body, new body or later. After okay. Darth Vader's new body, both in their primes. So, like, you know, Anakin and his whole body, probably his prime is, you know, Revenge of the Sith ending scene when he's fighting Obi-Wan.
So, okay, best... Okay, so Anakin at his best before he turns into a marshmallow, and then Darth Vader when he's
like
best when he becomes full cyborg.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know
who would win.
I would probably honestly
Darth Vader.
How fast can he run on those?
There's a lot more rage in him.
Yeah,
which fuels him more.
I mean, it's even proven, like I think movie wise, that the dark side is way more powerful than the light side ever can be. Straight up, what are you
like? It's just funny how, like...
Am I a geek right now?
No,
probably.
But yeah. No, you're right. I mean...
It's like, the more... it's like kind of like the Hulk. It's like, the more angry you get, the more powerful you are with the dark side. But with the light side, you kind of hit, like, this wall where it's like, you can't get any more, like, you know, focused or, like, you know, in balance with the Force.
That's why the Sith... That's, like, why the Sith is such an, like, such a...
It's just—it's hard to say.
Overpowering
like,
threat,
yeah.
Because
they're like power hungry.
They're way stronger.
Constantly, yeah.
It's
yeah.
just that's just how it is. They're just way stronger.
It's really hard because you could go both ways because it's like it's the same person, so it's like overall they have the same amount of like force power because they still.
I mean,
the same
I agree that because I think like Anakin, like you know, in his full body, in his actual body,
right.
is more lightsaber. In tune, like he's able to fight
yeah,
with
I was,
lightsaber.
I was just
way
about
better.
To say that.
Yeah, way
so.
Better than
like
he's
more,
able to use the force. But
more
then,
like, agile and athletic.
Exactly. So then, when he's in Vader, he's obviously like not as able to like use his
he has
lightsaber
to resort
as
to
well.
One-handed combat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But he's very like strong with his blows, slow but strong. But then also with the force, just kind of like outmatch. That's why he outmatches everybody because his ability with the force is just unmatched. Nobody can stop him. With the amount of force,
but this
and Anakin was like that too.
So he was, but he never used it like
yeah,
as much
he never.
As Vader does.
I mean, because he was a Jedi, so he couldn't like
he couldn't unleash.
Yeah, he couldn't
yeah.
really unleash.
But
it as
this begs the question, Vader. Right? Excuse me. Sorry, I had a burp like halfway through that thought. If you think about like, you know, you have dark side and you have light side. Do you technically have to be evil to be on the dark side?
It depends.
So here's
to be a part of the Sith, I think.
Well, constitutes
right,
being
so you
on
have
the dark
to
side.
So you if you are a Sith Lord, you're evil because you're like I'm going to use my power to abuse it. But if you're straight up like but I guess that technically means you're a part of the gray side. But say if you're like I'm not going to be a Jedi because I want a wife and kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't
but
believe
then,
in the Jedi Order.
You don't believe in the Jedi Order,
but you're not
so you
evil.
Don't become a Jedi. But you're not going to go, but then you're on the gray side. But when you're trying to use your power at the most, you just become angry. And then you use your anger to fuel power, which then allows you to
but that's like,
fight
that's
better.
That's like Mace Windu.
Yeah, like there are Jedi that use dark side tendencies.
That's Mace Windu.
I guess it's
true. Mace Windu's fighting style is literally dark side.
Yeah, he's literally angry. Like, he's just an angry man.
I mean, it literally makes sense. Literally, Samuel L. Jackson.
But
I
he literally like, fights off, like, an army of droids without a lightsaber. He just uses, like, his
That's also partly what the purple lightsaber means. Oh, that's like his. That's his style.
That's, but and he's a good person, but he's just a very angry guy.
So he is like, a Jedi, because he believes in, like, the Jedi Order.
Which is very cool, but if you think about,
so
like...
So are you, like, trying to figure out, like, what's in between?
Yeah, because you... Because Ahsoka Tano is technically in between.
Yeah, she is when she leaves.
But what's really cool that I think of, because I just had that thought, because you were talking about, like, the differences if you have, like, lightsaber fighting styles and Force, which isn't really tapped into this, but, like, there's masters, if you think of them, like, there's masters who are really lightsaber proficient and really Force proficient, and then there are some who, like... There's literally a Jedi Master who uses the Force to fight with a lightsaber. Like, he has three lightsabers, and he's just like, and then just uses the Force to fight with it. How that's fucking cool. Imagine, like...
I would love to see
imagine,
that.
Like,
That's why they get their colors. Blue is more combat, like, with the actual lightsaber, and green lightsabers are more in Force, like, in tune with the Force kind of...
But imagine how cool, like...
I would love to just see a scene where it's Darth Vader... throwing his lightsaber out, and then he's just using his finger to, like, move it around. He's like...
I would find it funny if you had the hallway scene, like, if you had a hallway scene with a bunch of stormtroopers, and all you see, like, it's a shot of, like, around a corner, and you see, like, three lightsabers come around the corner at, like, full speed, and they're like, ah, ah, ah!
See, could you technically do that?
Like, Yondu's arrow.
Yeah, could you do that? Yeah. Could you just sit around the mirror, and you're, like, around a corner, and you're just like...
But that's
even,
a GoPro
team. Don't even do it with a lightsaber. Just do it with a blaster shot. Because there's no handle. Just...
I feel like if you think about that, you... Or even just a blaster. If you have, like, those... The really big, like, heavy machine gun blasters, and you're just like...
Man, these people in this universe were really not that creative with what they could do.
I feel like you could be a lot more creative with, like... That's really cool. Or even, like, I've seen, I know it's, like, non-canonical, but there's, like, some instances where, like...
We'll put these things in our short film
Extremely, like, powerful, like, Sith or Jedi can just, like, break a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
How OP would that be? You're like, I'm ready to... Shit. And, like...
You force pull the lightsaber down. You make it, like, flaccid.
You know,
could you win? No, that is true. That is true. Can you do that?
Yeah, I feel like you can.
Can you pull, like,
if you can force, like, stop a laser from moving, like in Force Awakens? I feel like you should be able to bend light with the Force if you're strong enough.
That's weird,
right?
Like, as weird as that sounds, like, that actually makes me question: can you bend a lightsaber blade?
I feel like you should be able to. I feel like we should write the next Star Wars
movie. All it is focused light. If you think of it like...
Write a scene where fucking Rey bends a lightsaber in half, you think people are going to like that?
Here's the thing. If I write it, there won't be Rey.
That is true.
Yeah, but Disney's in charge of you, so you have to.
No, if I wrote it, there would be a Rey.
No, I don't think you have to.
There'd be a Rey. Just she wouldn't be like... She would actually be a likable character who... progresses through the Force like a normal Force user, not just
okay.
I have an easy question here though. What about
you
Prime?
Shouldn't have Daisy Ridley here. I gotta put that.
what about Prime Anakin versus the Vader we see in this movie? Because the Vader we see in this movie is obviously like old
Prime,
and like
probably
window.
Prime Anakin. Prime Anakin. Even Prime shitty Anakin. Luke.
Yeah, Luke was able to like kind of fend him off, not beat him in this movie.
Yeah, but I mean, does he get any better in the next movie?
Yeah, because doesn't he go back and? Does he train with Yoda a little bit more? I don't...
No, I mean, like, Vader.
Vader?
Yeah.
No, Vader's just, like, Vader.
Yeah, exactly. So he's the same in the next movie.
Yeah, I guess.
So, like, Luke even better. Like, he's not better than Anakin at that point.
Right.
And he beats him.
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, technically.
Dude, Anakin would clap fucking Luke's shit.
Oh, yeah, because he's his dad.
And, like, what's funny... What's funny is, like, just, I got an image where it's just like Anakin cutting his nuts off before Luke's born. Like,
so wait,
suck on that!
Was Obi-Wan more Force proficient, or was he more lightsaber proficient? I think he was more...
Lightsaber.
Yeah,
he
had a blue lightsaber.
Yeah, his famous line is literally, like, the best offense is a good defense. Or something
Yeah,
like
he's
that.
Really not... Yeah, because remember when he was fighting Grievous? He could barely, like... I don't know. He could really barely use the Force against him. Like, he's just not that.
That's true.
He literally kills him with a blaster.
Yeah, like, he's. I don't know. Like, any. They could have sent, like, any other, like. Just sent, like, Anakin or something. Just, like,
Anakin should have went with him, but he wanted to do it by himself.
Yeah, I mean, should have dropped down there and just been like, dude, why are we even, like, trying with this fool? Just, like, force, like, freaking smash him into a. Smash him into a black hole!
Force quarter him 8 ways.
Like, dude, like, he's not force. Yeah, he's not a force user. Literally just sit there and, like, disintegrate him with the Force. Like, it's not that hard.
But what I find cool is, like.
I mean, yeah, we wouldn't have that epic fight scene.
I find. What I find cool is their poses. Because you can. I feel like you can tell a lot about the Jedi, especially how they pose. Because Yoda, I know, is. This
well, they all have different meanings.
Obi-Wan is like,
this cool, like,
which is really cool, and then Anakin's is just like I'm
going to kill you.
And then like Count Dooku's is like the
he's the blade, and then he does that.
It's cool because like all these different stances have like different purposes and meanings.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the one that Yoda uses, this is like it's like a. You can't see.
Yeah, the two.
He has a really
like you mimic me, right? Like this that like this that Schneider's doing is like a defensive stance, I guess. And we see it used again in like the Resistance show when Obi-Wan fights Darth Maul for the second time. And he just like
That's in Rebels, not Resistance.
But I guess what is really cool is as far as like for Jedi go, they're very much like they have a pose that's like this like, or they have a pose that's like they're very much like kind of ready, but when you look at Sith, it's at their side, and, like especially Kylo, like, he's hunched over, and he's got it, like, like, here. Mm-hmm. Kylo's is always the, like, intimidating one. As
Kylo doesn't even have a fight.
As aggravating style, as those...
just fucking...
But as aggravating as those movies are, like, for some like reason, if they, like, if they design his character just, like, a little bit differently, like, he is intimidating. Like, the lightsaber he uses, like, his fighting style, as bashy as it is, and as, like, non...
Where's the girl? Where is she?
As non, like, elegant as it is, it has, like, a force. It has, like, force and power behind its blows.
When Force Awakens first opened up, it's, like, when you first are watching it, and it's, like, the first scene, I thought it was going to be great, because the first scene in it is hilarious. It's, like, Poe gets captured, he's, like... So who's going to talk? Is it me? Yeah.
Where's the girl?
Where is she? Where's the girl?
Dude, it's so funny.
Get me that robot. I want it.
He had a cool mask, too.
So until cool. He slammed it to a wall.
Can we just appreciate how cool Star Wars is when you, like, just, like, are a little bit more creative about it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they were.
If they were.
Imagine
especially
if Gundam
like,
was in Star Wars.
Well, especially when it's like there's lightsaber stabs that are made out of Beskar that have like a lightsaber end. So you can use it as a staff or as a lightsaber. And it's like, that's so cool. Why can't I see that? That's
not allowed.
Mm. You could spend hours just looking on Google search at all the different lightsaber like concepts.
I want a lightsaber.
Like, there's a lightsaber axe.
Lightsaber con.
There's a lightsaber glaive.
I want a lightsaber fan film that we can make.
If you guys can do lightsaber concepts in the comments, that would be really cool.
How do you do that in the comments?
You just, like, describe it. Oh, nothing weird.
That'd be dope.
I mean, well, I don't know. Be creative.
I want them to put what their favorite, or what color would you want your lightsaber color to
I know
be.
Mine.
It doesn't even have to be, like, in part with, like, canon. You could just say I want to be neon green.
Blue or yellow. Those are the two that I would choose.
Really yellow?
Yeah.
Like yellow?
Yellow
like
or
ray
orange.
Yellow?
Maybe more orange.
I want to be orange.
Or like a teal. Teal is cool.
But have you seen violet?
Violet's
fine. Awesome.
Because there's different shades. Because
there's one, the lightsaber color I use and
sorry!
How you doing, audience?
I know, it's getting off track.
I'm hyped about this, but like different lightsaber shades have different meanings. Because, like...
Yeah, I know.
Like, darker blue and then lighter blue, and then there's, like, a lighter green with a darker green, and then you have, like, an orange and a yellow, and then there's pink? I didn't know there was pink!
Yeah, there's
pink. That's cool!
Do you know there was
brown? There's ones where it's, like... There's ones where it's, like, the middle is, like, black, but you still have the color around it.
Yeah, the darksaber.
Dude.
No, the darksaber, its own thing. But, like, I mean, there's, like, an actual, like, picture lightsaber... But you know how, like, the middle's, like, white, usually? It's, like, the middle is black. And then you have the color around the black.
Oh, that's yeah.
Pretty, that's pretty they fucking metal.
That is pretty metal, I gotta say. I want to see something like that.
I could do
action.
I could do it in After Effects.
Oh, well, I mean, I want to see, like, you know, Disney do it.
It's easy in After Effects. It's the same thing that
you
Disney
plug
uses.
Plug it into a computer.
It's a plug-in.
When we do our fan-made Star Zone, can I be, like, can I be, like, some kind of, like, mafia boss?
Dude,
okay. So
why'd
who
I think
wants
about
to
that?
Be the big kahuna? Who dares wants to meet with the big kahuna?
Make the big kahuna
was,
canonical
when I, like,
character,
when
please.
When I was thinking about making this film, my mind, I'm like, bro, Zach's going to be like the big mafia boss. Like, I don't know why. Zach's going to be like that dude
I resemble
sitting
Kingpin
in the chair.
Too much.
Just sitting in the chair like I don't know, just the
it's
big bad
I'm
boss.
All the, I'm just going to be wearing this. Like,
but you
even
have,
in Star Wars.
You have a lot of different, especially in like this movie, because they show a lot of different settings. Because in the first one, it's really only like Tatooine and the Death Star.
In
those
space.
Those are the only two, and the one planet that the Rebels made on. I can't think of the name of it.
It's something with a number.
They expand on that, but like that we've seen some like fight scenes like in different. I mean, we've seen one in snow, we've seen one in jungle, we've seen one in forest, but, like, there's some really cool ones where they, like, utilize the environment. Mm-hmm. Like, ones where they'll be fighting in a forest and, like, they'll swing and miss and, like, hit through a tree. Mm-hmm. And, like, the tree falls down and then they'll, like, use the tree to, like, do force. And it's,
yeah.
Like, that in video games is cool, but seeing that in movies is even cooler because you're like, oh, use the... Sorry.
Yeah, he's using the environment and stuff like that. Yeah, it's cool.
I want
like the one game mode where you have to play as Ewoks or the Stormtroopers. Like,
oh, dude. I love that game mode, dude.
It's terrifying.
It's so much fun.
I want to play Star Wars now. God, now I got to go play it.
Now I got to do a Let's Play on it. Battlefront 2.
They have to comment on it. No, we're not doing Battlefront 2.
They have like film Star Wars like competitions and stuff like that.
I know they do.
I want to enter in one this year. That'd be really cool.
I
like they have like a theme that they want it to be around.
Nick, change your major. Going to TV and film.
You don't have to do that.
I could change my major back to film if I make enough money off of it.
We could do this. It's not that. I mean, I don't want to say it's not that hard. It's gonna be very hard, but like it's gonna be a lot of hard work.
It'd be incredibly hard.
You have to have actors. That's the only thing.
Us.
Yeah.
We could try.
I'm not great at acting. I mean,
I'm
okay.
You don't have to be one of the people.
We need
no!
We would need set pieces.
No,
because
you're
going to
have Carmine come in as someone. And it's going to be the derpiest shit ever. Like Carmine's just going to, you know, Carmine's going to play like a space monster.
He's
going to be some kind of
he'll
talk
about
this
like Jar Jar Binks
or something. But let's get to the ratings.
We have to do the ratings.
Do we do all the cool fun facts at least?
Yeah.
This is like the first podcast where we do it on a movie and hardly talk about the movie.
What are you talking about?
No. We did not release Mitchell's versus Machines,
oh, yeah,
which was 0% about the movie.
We talked about anything else.
No, because
we
did that
Mitchell's
one.
Mitchell's versus Machines more than we talked about this movie.
Because we've brought it up maybe twice. That podcast.
But we stayed on the topic of Star Wars the whole time.
Yeah.
We did.
The movie branches off into so much more, like such a huge universe.
Connected,
it's hard to not talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, like,
if there's topics that we missed, we can bring it up in the next Star Wars one. I know that, like, we're going to be talking mostly about the third. Well, we're going to be trying to talk mostly about the third one. But
I mean,
if there's a topic
honest,
that you want us to bring up.
The next Star Wars one we probably do will probably be Book of Boba Fett.
It might be, actually. Yeah.
Maybe.
Because that'll end
I still
soon.
Have to watch it. So I got to do a little bit of binge.
So, do we just want to throw a number out?
Sure.
Or do it by criteria.
No, we
17.
We've kind of overclocked on our podcasting time, so I think maybe doing just a kind of
it's our podcast. We can do what we want.
We can do what we want, but I think
no,
as
I
far
as
I think we're like maybe
we've
over
reached
hour,
the
like
point
hour
where
hour
like
10.
It's just us now.
No.
And that
not
one
necessarily.
Guy.
It could be that one guy. It could be you.
Could be Mark DeHamlet.
Thank
we
you,
love you, Mark.
Mark DeHamlet, my boy. Well, how you doing, brother or sister?
Brother.
Man, I really hope he is watching right now.
We
and
did.
He goes in the comments.
Did we promise? Him, did we promise him merch?
Dude, he like one time we like mentioned him in the middle of one of our videos, and he's like, "Hey, appreciate the shout out, whatever." So he was listening.
Don't,
like,
don't fucking come. Don't know.
People
that costs us money.
What?
But
you're not getting merch.
If. I'm not saying. No,
I promised him merch.
I didn't say
he's
I.
Getting merch.
I didn't say I like.
It's coming out of
here. We promised that we'd make merch. I didn't say that we'd. necessarily give it to him, but like maybe if we do a raffle, he may or may not win. We don't know.
Don't worry, raffles are rigged. Mark the Hamlet, I got you, bro.
No, I'm kidding. But like if we do,
because that's not what they are. They're not rigged.
But we need to, like, if you guys give us enough subscribers and views and you get us to a certain mark, because we have designs. I have like well made. Yeah. I mean, they can vouch for it. I want a medium X hat
because I'll probably like I'll wear it in public and to work.
Well, yeah, and that's I'd wear it in public in general because the designs I've made are fairly. I mean, I don't mean Nick to toot my own horn, but like,
I got my new hat for Christmas, but like,
we all had an input on the designs.
But yeah, I've practiced in Photoshop enough to understand how to use it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have what, like 6 years of Photoshop experience.
You know, I'm not certified consistent. In Word.
I'm certified in Autodesk.
Anyway,
want me to make a dildo? I got you.
We want merch. We want merch because I would like to wear merch for something that I support and I work hard on, and we all work hard on because.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we'll make like the stupid fucking lizard versus big monkey merch.
Oh my gosh, I'm buying that.
I feel like that's a little. Well, maybe that's not too old. I really wanted a shirt that said "No one cares about the soup." That's the shirt that I wanted.
That's
a good
one too. Are you saying that because you're the one who said it?
I'm saying it because that's the line that is clearly ingrained in my brain.
Yeah.
But you cared about the soup.
That one I can remember. I mean, I'll remember stupid fucking lizard, but I can't put that on a shirt.
You could just put, what about the steamy hot man shirt?
I don't know.
Steamy hot man. You can have that one, Nick.
Yeah, we'll make that one specifically for you to wear.
And let's get raw.
It's me. I'm the steamy hot man. Plot twist.
Do you have a number?
Anyway.
Do I have a number?
Do you have a number? Quick. It's out of 10, so like don't... Choose,
are,
like,
are we just are, we're just doing it out of 10 or are we doing like the
do out of 10?
Okay, sorry, I don't know. Some podcasts we like to do a whole rating system, and then some we're just like throw a number.
I feel like explain a movie that's not very well known or is new. Like this, dude, have you seen this movie?
Oh god, I spit.
Something that's groundbreaking.
I think people just want to know what.
Have like, you seen the previews the for like? Didn't we see it, the previews for the Moonfall?
Oh, yeah.
We have to go see that movie so we can shit on it the whole time.
No,
it looks so bad.
You know what looks so bad? The Michael Bay movie that's coming out.
Can we talk about the ratings?
I'm sorry, but that movie
was Michael Bay. You know, honestly, I don't even remember what I gave the last one.
I think we gave like a... I think we gave it like an 8. I can't give this movie under a 7 because the thing is the movie's
it's
42 years old, and if I was watching it from its time,
remember,
it would
be... Remember, we're rating it for the time being. We're not rating it like, oh, up today's standards, they don't have these
No, but even by
definition.
Today's... Even
they
don't have by Chris today's Pratt. Standards for writing and, like, action and keeping you, like, entertained, even if it, like...
Today's standards, it'd be shit because the action is cheesy. The visuals are not as good because they don't have as great cameras. I'm not trashing on the movie at all. I think it was a great movie for its time.
Yeah.
And I think the story still is great.
I think even
but
if
it's
you
like
changed...
they just didn't have the technology we have nowadays to make like a better like I don't know like better.
I mean, even
graphics
if you say
and...
like how well did the movie hold up,
it still holds up.
I mean, they even added things over time.
Yeah, and if you put it through like a modern day converter, right? If you had a converter that'd take like old movies and then like enhance them with modern day.
Inflation scale is what you're saying.
You know,
well,
never.
Not that, but like if you enhance them with like I don't know like. If you took like the fight coordinator from like John Wick or something, and you put it on this, and then you took the visual person from
the fight coordinator from John Wick.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is if you take fight
pull out your lightsaber.
If you take out like a really good fight coordinator, sorry, and you take like a really good director and a really Jackie good Chan. Visual arts person and really good cinematographer and like great editors and all these different things, and then you like put them with this storyline, I'm sure it'd be great.
Jackie Chan.
I think it still holds. I give it an 8.
Jackie
out of
10. Chan is all of those things.
Nick, shut up.
He gave it an 8, boys.
8 out of 10.
He gave it an 8.
Zach, what are you giving this?
What am I giving this?
Yeah, what are you giving it?
Well, honestly, I really like this movie. I think it's probably my favorite out of like the original 3. Oh God, I just love like the environments that come out of this one. You know, Dagobah is such like a staple planet. So is Hoth. And the, you know, and it's not just like, oh, you know, let's go blow up big ball, big evil ball in space. It's like this time it's like more in between. It's like I think it's a pretty like stereotypical like good versus evil going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got plot twists where it's like, oh, you know, Luke, I am your father, all that stuff. And it's like, I'm pretty sure the actual line is like, no, I am your father.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not Luke, I am your father.
It's literally just, I am your father.
Isn't one of those like Berenstain Bears? Or no, what is it called? No, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what he's talking about, but no, it's like, it actually is like, no, I am your father. Like,
yeah.
Even straight up in the original, it was that.
You're saying like the Mandela effect?
Yes. No, it hasn't.
That's just because everybody's been saying it as Luke, I am your father. Everybody just says that, though. It's not actually that. With other things, it's like, oh, I thought it was this, but it's not. Like, that's not. I don't think that's.
Mandela I guess.
Effect. But what did you give it, Zach? I'm sorry.
I
weigh your pros with your cons.
I am. That's what I am thinking. It's like this movie is such like I even got to meet the guy who physically played Boba Fett, like, in that movie, which was Jeremy Bullock.
That's so cool.
And he's unfortunately passed away now. He passed away, like, a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a picture with him when I was younger, and I have an autographed picture of him.
That's so cool.
That's sick. You'll have to show that sometime.
Chase met Mark Hamill.
Oh, he did!
Yeah, and you know, when I met Jeremy Bullock at that convention, I was
Mark
there.
Mark Hamill was there, yeah.
Yeah, I was with my cousin, and my cousin got to meet him. But they didn't buy a ticket for me. Just my cousin to go meet him.
That sucks.
I feel like... And they brought him back into, like, this box, so you could, like... I remember sneaking behind the box and getting caught, and, like far away from the box. I wasn't, like, trying to go into it or anything. But, like, people were trying to sneak around because... You know, they put a big box around him so people don't just take pictures. Because, you know, you have to pay to get a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I remember going around and I actually saw him in there. And I was like, that's really cool.
That's too cool.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do celebrities. I don't know. Never mind. That's a topic
for
another day. No, I was going to say, because I saw a video of, like, this is a little off topic, but, like, a guy who, like, drove up next to Shia LaBeouf. And he's like, hey, what's up? And, like, treated him like a completely normal person. And Shia LaBeouf was like, oh,
like,
this is great.
The reason they do it there is because, like, you know, you're waiting in line and paying a lot of money to take a picture with him and have him sign something and all that. Like, there are other actors. There's a ton of other actors because this was at, like, the Star Wars convention that they hold in Orlando. And there's a ton of other actors that weren't in the booths.
Right. But what I was going to say is, would you rather meet an actor through a booth or would you rather meet him, like, on the street?
Uh-oh. Ooh.
I feel like on the street because you get a lot more of, like, a genuine, and you could be like, hey, I like
honestly, probably in a booth.
Really?
For the actor's sake, not mine. Because the actors, maybe they're, like, trying to just do their grocery shopping or trying to live their life. Maybe they don't want someone running up in their face and being like, oh, my God, I love you.
I feel like you have to preface it in such a way, like...
If they're there, they signed up for that. They want to meet people. They want to, like, meet their community. All that, so I mean, maybe just looking at it that way,
right?
But I don't know.
Personally,
this is what I think,
I would want to meet them like in like a real life situation, right? That's not inconvenient,
right?
For them.
Like, what, think of it as actually, you're like, the popular one, right? Say Media Mix blows up, this video gets 20,000 billion views.
Yeah,
and now.
Good.
Yeah, but, okay, but you can, like, hear the. I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
I can hear that too. Anyways, you
can hear the churning of your wiener.
But yes, let's.
So, what do you give it, Zach?
No, wait. We were talking, and you churning your wiener over there interrupted us. So, why don't you put your wiener down?
It was pretty
off topic,
though. But, like, yeah, I was just saying, like, if you imagine yourself in that spot, like, someone running up to you, I think I'd rather, like, you know, like, I went to this place, like, I traveled there probably by plane. You know, I'm ready for the day, and then you go and you meet a ton of people, and it's like, you probably feel good about yourself. But if you're out eating with your family, you probably don't, one of the last things you probably want is someone running up
to you. Yeah, of course I wouldn't want to meet someone like that, but, like, the way Steiner just described with Shia LaBeouf, it's just, like, at a stoplight, and some guy rolls down his window, is like,
yeah, I guess that's not
bad. Hey, what's up, man? I'm like, hey.
You feel like a normal person
like
again.
It's like a normal encounter with another human being.
Yeah, I get
being
that.
Being like a really famous person, I'm just like,
but I mean,
oh my God.
It's like when I think about times like that, you also think about like Tobey Maguire. When it's Tobey like Maguire, they're blocking like his car and he couldn't get out of the way and he's like, get out of the way, I can't see. And he, you know, threw a fit.
Yeah.
That was anyways. Justified.
Yeah, was. But what do you give it, Zach?
I think I honestly want to give it like a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Bet. I really like it. It's a, you know, Star Wars has always been a huge part of my life. Straight up from like playing a PS2 game of Lego Star Wars to, you know, to
I played
finally getting to experience my own Star Wars movie in theater because I wasn't born in the age of being able to see the, you know, 1, 2, and 3 or 4, 5, and 6. But
right.
I got to see, you know, 7, 8, and 9. You know, they're still coming out with a ton of good Star Wars content, and I love every bit of it.
My dad hates the 1, 2, and 3. Mainly because the main reason why he hates them is
Jar Jar
like,
Binks.
Yeah, he's like, why the hell did they add that stupid thing?
Dude, it's like the camera guy from the Eternals. Like, why is he there?
He loved the original, you know, 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. But
it's a sham.
He's like,
it's Darth Jar
Jar. The only reason they did that is to sell the stupid figurines in stores, like, make more money. And he's like, that character is so useless.
No,
I hate him in a stupid movie.
That's not exactly the reason why, is because they thought it needed comedic relief. But the thing is that, like, Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn already, like, sort of did that from here from time to time.
So. I mean, it's like they didn't create his whole character just to, like, you know, be there. Like I'm sure they created Jar Jar to be, like, you know, goofy, annoying. You know, kind of, annoying. But, you know, like, his whole race was already, like, a thing.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. I've already said everything I need to say. I'm gonna give the movie a 9 out of 10.
I'll bump mine up to a 9 because I feel like giving it a perfect 10 out of 10, like, it has its issues.
It's not a perfect,
like,
10 out of 10 because even for its day, like, I feel like some of the acting could have been a little bit better. Like,
yeah,
especially in the fight scenes of like Luke versus Vader or whatever. Like, I don't know, some of it just seemed very clumsy and like.
Yeah, like, honestly, stupid. I agree. It's like just the reason I gave it a 10 out of 10 is because, like, just in my whole opinion, I feel like this is like one of my favorite Star Wars movies, and it's like it kind of has like a personal attachment and all that. So I mean, that's just why I give it a 10 out of 10. But is it like a 10 out of 10 like because it's such a great, you know, all around good movie? No, but
yeah,
you know, that's why.
All right, behind the cameraman, what do you give it?
Don't do that. Nick,
what
no.
Is that?
We need
what is that?
Quick.
10 out of 10.
POV, your next future.
So
on the music alone, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Music alone?
The music is pretty good.
I mean, is the best music ever.
I think it's like a 9
John
point.
Williams.
Like,
no, 9.75 out of 10?
Like, the way they have their soundtrack set up and, like, placed methodically through each movie.
There's two nines.
So that it accurately conveys the right mood in every scene. Is and not to mention how good the music is too. The music hasn't aged a day. It's aged like, well, it has. It's aged like a fine wine.
Well, it's probably aged like 42 years or something like that, right?
Imagine drinking the best wine aged 42 years. That's what the Star Wars soundtrack is.
Oh yeah.
To me.
You know what? Okay. I mean, wine age is a lot
just,
longer.
Let's just.
Years.
But let's. But it is.
Well,
it's
you,
already.
You get what I mean.
Taking something that's already good in itself and then letting it age a little bit more is kind of like.
Sure. That's the one thing in all forms of media that never ages is music, and mood, and tone. That stuff never ages throughout any movie unless it's Dune.
Well,
like the original
Dune. I feel like you could argue against that. But
no.
I feel like, nope. Like, go back and play Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah, go back to World War II.
Nick,
go back to World War II.
Don't say that!
Nick, talk about the movie!
Nick, we're trying to finish. We're almost at 2 hours.
We want to go home.
Come on, just 4 more minutes.
I'm tired.
No, I was at work
anyway,
for 7 hours.
It's going to be 2 hours because we started at like 28 minutes.
Yeah, but it's still at an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go. What is the final
score? The final score for Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back Media Mix official rating.
Mm-hmm.
It's It's a 9.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Ta-da!
Yes!
Yay!
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
We're good.
Amazing movie.
Okay, all right. We can go home now.
Fabulous movie.
If you guys would like to see us do more things and talk about more stuff, and if you want us to do the Star Wars video game, which we would really like to play because it'd be an excuse for us to get a couch right regardless. Here, then we'd be able to do more gameplay videos, and it would be really enjoyable, and I could put more Markiplier in this.
If this video hits 50 likes, me and Nick will do a playthrough of Lego Star Wars. Just me and him.
Actually, I would do that. I will do that.
Okay.
Of the new one.
Fuck you guys.
But we have Elgato, so yeah,
me and Nick will go play.
you could play Lego
with our wieners. What?
Division two.
We have Elgato and we have party games.
You guys can
go
play Roblox Star Wars.
You know, we'll do that.
Let's go play Roblox Gym Simulator.
Okay. We have an Elgato. We have a way to record stuff. We could do Fall Guys. We could do Uno. We could do Monopoly. I hate Fall Monopoly. Did I say Fall Guys?
You mean Gang Beasts?
Gang Beasts. Oh my god.
Like that dead game from like five years ago.
We have all these games. I will suffer to play Monopoly because I hate that game, but I will suffer and play it. We have party games. They'll be interesting. They'll be fun, and we'll do that. And if you want us to do it, comment in that. Anyways.
Also, comment what your lightsaber color would be because I'm interested.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
It is poop brown.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Go check out the podcasts on our other socials like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
That helps us as well. Yeah.
Driving
in
the car, want to listen to something.
Yeah, if you don't want to look at our ugly ass faces, you could go straight there. You don't have to see anything.
We're already one step ahead of y'all. Yeah.
And without further ado, we will say goodbye to everyone, all of our wonderful people, all of our wonderful donators who don't give us money. And we will bid adieu and thank you to everyone, and please
don't throw car bangs.
Shout out to Mark DeHamlin.
It's not safe. It's not legal.
We'll see you next time.
Get arrested.
This has been Media Mix.